visiting teaching message. Prayerfully study this material and seek to know what to share. How will understanding the life and roles of the Savior increase your faith in Him and bless those you watch over through visiting teaching? For more information, go to reliefsociety.lds.org. The attributes of Jesus Christ. Obedient Son. This is part of a series of visiting teaching messages featuring attributes of the Savior. Following Jesus Christ's example of obedience increases our faith in Him. Is it any wonder, said Elder Jeffrey R. Holland of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, that Christ chooses first and foremost to define Himself in relation to His Father, that He loved Him and obeyed Him and submitted to Him like the loyal Son He was? Obedience is the first law of heaven. The Scriptures teach, when we obtain any blessing from God, it is by obedience to that law upon which it is predicated. Doctrine and Covenants, section 130, verse 21. Our spiritual growth takes place as we draw close to God through obedience and invite the power of the Savior's atonement into our lives. As we walk in obedience to the principles and commandments of the gospel of Jesus Christ, said Elder D. Todd Christofferson of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, we enjoy a continual flow of blessings promised by God in His covenant with us. Those blessings provide the resources we need to act, rather than simply be acted upon as we go through life. Obedience gives us greater control over our lives, greater capacity to come and go, to work and create. Additional Scriptures. Luke chapter 22, verses 41 through 46. Doctrine and Covenants, section 82, verse 10, section 93, verse 28. From the Scriptures. Can the spiritual strength that results from consistent obedience to the commandments be given to another person? Asked Elder David A. Bednar of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. The clear answer is no. The parable of the 10 virgins is an example of this principle. While all of the virgins took their lamps to meet the bridegroom, only 5 were wise and took oil in their lamps. The other 5 were foolish because they took no oil with them. Then the cry came at midnight, Behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him. All the virgins trimmed their lamps, but the foolish virgins had no oil. They said to the wise virgins, Give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. The wise virgins answered, Not so, lest there be not enough for us and you, but go and buy for yourselves. And while the foolish virgins were gone, the bridegroom came, and the wise virgins went with him, and the door was shut. Consider this. What are some examples of obedience in the Scriptures? End of visiting teaching message. The Attributes of Jesus Christ, Obedient Son. Read by Jane Wise.